Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We have you call in for questions, and we talk about what we can do with the Akashic Records. And for those of you who are not clear or have not listened before, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed is registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And everything that is living now or has ever lived has an Akashic Record, whether it's a human being with many, many lifetimes, whether it's an animal that has also many, many lifetimes, when I say animal, we're talking about all species of and all levels of beings. Whether it's a tree or a flower, even a crystal, these are wonderful living things that have information. Because as I said before, it's every thought, word, and deed. And everything has vibration. Everything has a vibration and frequency that then registers into the Akashic Records. And it's an honor to work with the Akashic Records. It's been my life's work. I've been working with the Akashic Records for 14 years. And what I, again, love so much about the work is it's the heart connected to the mind that goes deep to source. And tonight we have an interesting program for you tonight. I have a special guest, but before we get to this special guest, tonight is about talking about opening up the Akashic Records of animals. And when I actually opened up the Akashic Records tonight for the program, I wanted to actually get clear of what the difference is between between animal communication and opening up the Akashic Records of animals. And so that's the question that I posed to the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And by the way, again, for those people who have just tuning in for the first time, I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer that is not published anywhere. The prayer that I use has been handed down from the Mayans and has been translated from Spanish to English. And actually, it's been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And I am a member of Akashic Record Consultants International. But the most important thing is that our prayer, again, is not published anywhere. It is a sacred prayer that is given to those who are called to the work from their heart. So I'd like to just read this message tonight as we open up. I'd like to also, before I even read this message, I'd like to welcome our guest. And our guest is, I'm sure if you've heard the show before, you know, you're going to be familiar with our guest tonight. It's Lori Rayon, and she is in San Diego. She's not only a dear friend, but she's also a student of the Akashic Records. And last week I asked everyone to email me the pictures of their animals or send questions in, and you can still do that. You can still send the pictures of your animals and a question, and I just need your current legal name, a picture of your animal and their current legal name, and a question you'd like to ask about your animal. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And that's Akashic Wisdom just like the show. info@akashicwisdom.com. So without any further ado, before I read this message, I'd like to say hello, Lori. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you for inviting me to be part of the show. I am good. Thank you.
Good, good. So I want to... Lori, for those people who don't know, is an animal communicator and who works with Puda, a high-level being that is incarnated in a cat's body. And so she is familiar not only with the Akashic Records because she's a student of mine, but because Puda has been reading the Akashic Records of people and animals for a long time. So I'm going to listen now, and I would love to have, you know, you just bear with me and as we listen to what the masters, teachers, and loved ones have to say on this. Okay, so so the message today is, so the question was, and how is opening up the Akashic records of an animal or of animals different than animal communication? And here's what they said. Typically, animal communication only gives a conversation between the communicator and the animal. Opening the Akashic records of an animal offers insight as to their soul's intention and reason they have chosen the caretakers they have. Many high-level beings incarnate as animals in order to be close to humans who need information, comfort, and guidance, as well as companionship, as well as to do their own personal work, as in Lori's case. Animals save save lives that humans are not even aware of. The animals create a state or environment of giving and receiving, compassion, and energy expansion. Household energy can be and is purified by loving animals, animals that are loved and cared for. Soul's intention is a very important part of understanding your pet or the animals around you, including the ones on the planet, like the whales and the dolphins. The grid work of the planet is being held together by the higher level of species. Whales, dolphins, and unnamed, unidentified species living at the ocean's bottom, near the opening to the path to the core of the Earth, are constantly sending out waves of light energy. Information critical to the Earth's survival by maintaining the balance. It is this connection with the core that brings deep communication with Gaia and the core guardians. Each living being on this planet, in this dimension, has a soul's intention. All souls' intentions are interwoven to create a grid of life, heart, purpose, and experiences. We are so interconnected, it is sometimes hard for the human mind to grasp the magnitude of it. Working with the Akashic Records is a deepening of our knowing and an expansion of our heart's energy. Anchoring heart's energy is paramount and a priority to our evolution. It is essential that all humans consider and begin moving into and working with heart energy. Our expanded heart energy has the ability to heal old wounds and open us up to miracles beyond our expectations or beliefs. Opening our hearts goes beyond forgiveness of ourselves and others. It is the key to living in peace and total acceptance. Animals show us the way to this total peace and joy. Move into your heart and be grateful for agreeing to be here on this planet at this time in history. You are deeply loved, accepted, and honored for your participation on planet Earth and the various dimensions you access. Namaste.
Beautiful.
So that's the message for tonight. So with that, we're going to continue the program. Any comments, Lori?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I think it's, you know, when we open our records and we speak, you know, from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, it's always quite profound. It's always uplifting and always expands my heart space.
Yeah.
Yeah, very beautiful.
So we have, so I want you to, though, tell us about what happened on the boat trip, though, before we even get into opening up the records or the questions of the animals. Tell us about what, now, Lori does boat trips in San Diego, and that goes out, and she's going to tell you about it, out onto the ocean, and to be with the dolphins and the whales. But something very unique happened. So will you share with us what happened?
Absolutely, yeah. About every 2 weeks during the summer months, I take, well, I do it year-round as well, but in the summer I go as often as I can We go out of Orange County, north of San Diego, on a catamaran, and I take people out that are interested in hearing and seeing, hearing the messages of the whales and dolphins, metaphysical, if you will, spiritual healing messages, and as well as those people who would like to see them up close and personal in the physical. And most people don't know this, but there are more dolphins that live off the coast of Southern California than anywhere else in the world. We're very, very blessed to have literally hundreds of thousands of dolphins. It's not uncommon. A week ago, we saw over 1,000 dolphins, everything from a newborn baby that was probably not even a day old baby to, you know, dolphins that tell me they've known me for several years, and then the older dolphins, too, that come to the boat. And it's like a family now that comes to us of different species of dolphins, and they always bring us great joy and messages of healing and love. And this time of year, from spring until till fall, we're blessed to have the blue whales here in our waters. And the blue whales are the largest creatures on this planet. They're the largest creatures that have ever existed on this planet, including the largest dinosaur. It's quite magnificent to behold when a blue whale will approach your boat. We have a 55-foot catamaran. It's beautiful. It's state-of-the-art. But the blue whales start at about 65 feet and go up to the largest one ever measured, 120 feet. Their heart is the size of a Volkswagen car. Their tongue weighs as much as an elephant. Their tail is the width of a small airplane. And when they come up 6 feet from the boat over and over and over again, it's awe-inspiring, even blew away the captain, and that's what happened yesterday. We were over 2 hours with three blue whales, one in particular that just really was making a huge effort to let us know how much she loved us and that she really wanted to connect with us in the physical. It takes it's almost like a minute for them to swim by. You know, they swim so beautifully and gracefully. It's like the body just keeps coming, you know, it's just amazing. Just amazing.
That,
and it's like having your heart just blown open.
Yeah, I can actually feel that. I could actually
The energy
feel
of this whale, this great creature, and again, the whales, for those of people who don't know, are the most ancient physical creatures on this planet. They've been here in physical bodies longer than anyone. They were the first inhabitants
including
of
dinosaurs.
The planet. Including dinosaurs. They were land beings, and then later they became water beings. And they tell us they've been here 500 million years.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, but you know, I've never doubted them in that way. Anyway, they have this great wisdom, and naturally, after that amount of time on the planet, serving the planet and the people and you know, the planetary systems and such, they have great wisdom. And it is not difficult for them to help you open your heart space and release anything that's troubling you. And if you don't have anything troubling you, just get blown wider open and move to a great place of love. And they live in bliss, you know, in spite of whatever humanity has created. They still hold that place of great forgiveness and love and bliss. It's a very high frequency, and it's, even if you had no knowledge or even wanting to know of any of this, you would feel it if you were near them in the physical. And you can still draw on that energy just by asking it to come to you there.
Sure.
Absolutely amazing. So we were just amazed and blessed, and we felt anointed, you know. And we felt the energy shifts, as many of you have, since the solstice this year has been so, so powerful. And then the harmonic convergence last weekend, 17th and 18th, just amplified it. And so we feel like, I guess you'd say, as a soul family out here, as people who are really serving the light, we really feel we're being readied for a new mission, you know, for a higher, bigger, wider, I don't know how to explain it, mission of peace and mission of love. So
that's quite incredible. When the whales swim by, how does that affect the boat? Does it make it look like waves and lots of waves? Or
not really, because they're so graceful. No, I will tell you, though, that when they dive, I would say my experience with the blue whales the last few years has been when they dive down, I would say the average dive is anywhere from, you know, 7 minutes while we wait, or 12 minutes, even up to 15 minutes before they come back up. This whale was doing 5 and 6 minute breaths, coming up actually quite often for a blue whale, and each time would come alongside the boat very close. And nearing the end of the second hour, we were out there, almost touched the boat, and came up behind us on the left side, which is where I was standing with many of my friends and people who had come with me. And, you know, it's as if she wanted to touch us, you know. And she came up, and when she came up, they take that breath, And you can imagine the size of, they have a double blowhole because they're baleen whales. You could slide down into the blowhole if you wanted to. That's how old it is. And when they blow and when they come up and they breathe, it sprayed all of us in the whole boat. And the sound was so loud, it startled everyone.
Wow.
So she didn't mean to scare us.
With holy water.
Yes.
You know,
and
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
It was.
Like,
yeah.
When it's like it being is. Blessed with holy water when
yeah.
like you said, you felt anointed.
I did. I felt
amazing.
And I know everyone else did, too. Some people just can't, it's like uncontrollable tears just flow, and other people
sure.
just fall on their knees. It's like seeing the Grand Canyon, maybe, but in human form, you know, I mean, in whale form, sorry, not human.
Wow.
It's just, it's so awe-inspiring, you know. And it's such a blessing because they're so incredibly huge that for some people, and even two people with me, were surprised they shared with me afterwards that they did have a little fear because of the immensity of the creature. And they said that when the trip was over, it was completely removed because when they, you think of something that's that large, you know, that eats 4 tons a day coming by you, the being could certainly disturb your world if they wanted to in the physical.
Yeah.
They're like gentle giants. They're so friendly and so, they treat us like we're fragile. You know, they're so, I mean, they came as absolutely as close as she could. And she did not disturb the boat, except she disturbed us in the sense of when she made that huge blow noise when she came up on the left side that last time. Everybody jumped about 3 inches. I asked.
Okay.
Energy.
And the question is can you share what the message that she brought forward? Did she bring a message forward to you?
Well, it's not so much she specifically has brought a message for it. I think I'm still sort of processing it, but if you're interested, just a couple of weeks ago, I did sit down in meditation as I was guided to do, and I did get a blue whale message, which I can bring up if you give me a minute.
That's great.
And I could share it. It's not real long, but it talks about, in our newsletter, it was for our newsletter, it talks about what the whales are here to do.
Good. And by the way, if anyone would like to sign up for Lurian's, I can't even talk, I'm so take it back, Lori Rayon's, I mean, I'm really being blown away. I can't tell you the waves of love and the heat that I'm feeling
it
right
is,
now.
It is
just
an
amazing.
Absolute treasure to have.
Yeah, and
I don't want people to think they can't have them by not visiting. They can. You can summon this energy just through your request.
Well, that's what has happened
something
to me.
About
that's
it.
What I'm saying is that's what, it's like it's so affecting. When you were talking about it, I felt
yeah.
my heart just expand with light.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You know, I mean, it was just wonderful. But I wanted to have you give your email address, so if somebody wanted to sign up for your newsletter, they could.
Okay.
Okay,
all
so
right.
give the email address now, then read the message, and then you can give it again.
Okay. My email is Pootie's Place. That's P like in Paul. UDD like in dog, YSPLACE at yahoo.com. That's Pooties, PUDDYSPLACE at yahoo.com. And then if you email me or Donna and let us know that you'd like to be on our email list, then we'll put you also on our newsletter list, which is Dolphin Whale Cat News, which comes out every other month. And I do bring a message from the whales and the dolphins each month. And Pooda, who she mentioned earlier, has her own column. It's kind of fun for a cat to have a column, you know, because she can't type herself.
Yeah.
She's and I have a column, and it's a lot of fun. So I have the message if you'd like to hear.
I'd love to hear.
The blue whale said, okay, as a species, the whales are the most ancient spiritually and intellectually evolved souls. In our world, the whales anchor the light, beamed to Mother Earth from distant sources. The whales communicate with off-world, intelligent celestial beings who are in stewardship and service to Mother Earth and her inhabitants. The whales create a resonance in their heartbeat that corresponds and communicates with the very essence and consciousness of our planet and the being of light we know as Gaia. After 500 million years of existence on this planet, they have both knowledge and experience of how to work effectively with the other conscious energies of the planet, the solar system, and the galaxy. They use their living light fields, or Merkaba, to balance, synchronize, and heal themselves, the planet, and others who express their desire for their expertise. They invite you to experiment with their healing interviews in your personal lives and open to their communications. Okay. In their communications with other intelligent forces, the blue whales work to balance and harmonize the electromagnetic fields of light in the oceans that correspond to the longitude and latitude lines upon the Earth. And for those of you that are wondering, that these would be called the ley lines. The blue whales have shared that they function in their physical embodiments as neural electricians from other Earth. As they swim northbound in the oceans along the coastlines, they use their innate abilities to connect to the magnetic fields of a given area. They then realign the magnetic fields of energy as needed to correspond to the star fields and other planets that are currently influencing the electromagnetic fields of that area. They have said that they are the physical electricians for Mother Earth. When the blue whales ultimately turn to make their southern migration, and in our area, this is back to Costa Rica, they have completed their annual attunements for that coastal areas, and they quite simply check in and make the necessary final adjustments before they exit the area that they have visited. And then I just made a couple of notes about who the blue whales are. They come into the Southern California coastal waters each year in the spring and are quite commonly seen until the fall and early winter months. The blue whales are the largest creatures on the planet and also are the largest creatures that have ever existed on this planet, larger than the greatest of dinosaurs that once walked this planet. I said before, their heart is the size of a small car. A person could crawl through their arteries. Their tongue weighs as much as an elephant. Their tail is the width of an airplane. They swim at 2 knots, which makes them one of the fastest animals alive. They eat krill, which is a very small crustacean resembling a shrimp, and the immensity of their physical body allows them to do very important electrical alignment, keeping us in balance as the gravitational influences affect us and our planet. So
that's
my blue whale message. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And again, you can email Lori to be on her dolphin whale cat newsletter. Did I say that right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's at Pudy's Place, PudysPlace, at yahoo.com. And if you would like a copy of Lori's newsletter, you can email her. And if you'd like a copy of the message that came forward tonight from the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, that's info, at akashicwisdom.com, just the same name as the program. One of the things that I wanted to just talk to you a moment for, because one of the things that came forward in this message was that at the bottom of the ocean, there are unnamed and unidentified species living down there. And I wanted to know, and what the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones said is that they live at the ocean's bottom near the opening to the path to the core of the Earth, and are constantly sending out waves of light energy, information critical to the Earth's survival by maintaining the balance, and that it is the connection with the core that brings deep communication with Gaia and what they're calling the core guardians. Now, the whales and the dolphins, they don't go down to the bottom of the ocean, do they? These are different species, correct?
The whales and dolphins, quite honestly, particularly the whales, are capable of anything.
Yes, I understand. But I'm saying I found that interesting that there are species down there that are unnamed and unidentified. And what I'm receiving is that they are a species that has eluded human beings' detection because of their important work.
Right, right. They would be planetarians, if you will, or multidimensional beings. But it has
right,
been
exactly.
documented.
They are multidimensional beings.
It has been documented, and it's out there. It's documented that whales and their physical bodies have gone through portals from one ocean to another in just a matter of minutes, and they have tracked them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And what I'm saying is this, I was just, again, you know, I was just wanting to talk to you a moment about, just for the sake of conversation. I mean, we can talk offline like this, but to have a conversation about the unnamed and unidentified species, have you come across that before?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so that's very interesting. I mean,
Yeah. I believe there's healing temples that are submerged in the ocean that have been there for, you know, many, many generations, eons.
Oh, yeah, they're part of the Lemurian system. And what they're saying is they're core guardians, in the words of Gaia, that go to the center. So it's very interesting. So it's an interesting kind of a concept about what can be gained by tuning into the whale energy. Now, you also do workshops bringing people closer to whale energy too, correct?
I do a workshop called Healing with the Whales and Dolphins and the Pleiadians as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did that first.
And the who? I'm sorry, say that again. And who?
And the Pleiadians.
And the Pleiadians. Yes, and the Pleiadians, as we know, also brought the prayer to the Mayans, and then the Mayans then translated it into Mayan, and then when the prayer was given to Johnny Prochaska, it was translated from Mayan to Spanish to English, and that's the prayer that we use to access the Akashic Records consciously in the classes and for ourselves. So tonight we do have a question. We have a couple of questions, but one with regard. We have somebody who sent in their information for their pet. Now again, you folks can go ahead and send in your photos, or even if you just want to give us the name of the animal. If you don't have a photo, if you give us your name, you email your current legal name as well as the legal name of your animal and a question you have. Even if you don't have a picture, we can work on that as well. You know, I would do want to mention, though, real quickly, that I'm coming back to San Diego, huh? We're in October.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
Yeah,
there's many people in our area that have wanted to
talk to them, tell us what we're doing.
Yeah, Donna's been coming frequently to Southern California, to the San Diego, Los Angeles area, and we're very pleased to announce that she's going to be coming back to teach a Level 1 workshop on October 30th and 31st in Encinitas, California, which is North County, San Diego. And then she's going to teach a Level 2 workshop for those that, you know, would like to go further. And a Level 1 workshop, you learn to open your own personal records, and it's a very profound tool for personal growth and moving forward in your own life and having that ability to communicate with the masters and teachers and loved ones of the Akasha. And then a Level 2 is going to be November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's a 3-day workshop. And this workshop allows you to learn to open the records of another person with their permission, or an animal, or the land. And I think that's where we're coming from tonight.
That's right, with the animals. And we have a special day coming up that we're going to be planning for that. That's going to be the following Saturday. We're in the midst of planning it so that anyone who has taken a Level 2 class can come to the San Diego Encinitas area, and we can go ahead and talk about that. It will be on, we talked about November 6th, right?
November 6th, yeah, we're thinking
November 6th is
going
to be
a wild animal park here.
We're going to the wild animal park, and we are going to ask the various animals that we see whether we can open their Akashic records, because you always have to get permission. But there are going to be other interesting exercises, and it's going to be a day of moving deeper into your records, moving deeper into the animals' records, and moving deeper into each other's records. And so it's a 1-day intensive that's going to be focused on opening up the records of animals. However, you do have to have a Level 2, you do have to know about how to open up other people's records via the ARCI certified way. So that would be Akashic Record Consultants International process. Anyway, so we want to go ahead and talk about that. And we have, waiting for the message detail here. Anyway, so we have Jazzy. Do you have a picture of Jazzy there?
I do. I have it up on my computer now. I have Jazzy's pictures looking right at me.
Okay. And I just want to say, Danielle, you need to send me a question. Danielle, there she has a question. Okay, she's got it in pretty thing. Okay. Okay. All right, so we have one question about Jazzy, and then we have another question about a cockatoo. That's great. Okay, so let's talk about Jazzy here. And you have, I have the picture of Jazzy in the back seat. Which picture do you have?
I have that one, too, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another one where it is a real close-up. I swear this little dog looks like an Ewok.
Yeah, I have the, I like the close-up one. That's the one I have up right now. Yeah, in
the, close-up one with her mouth open?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cute. All right, so Jazzy, we don't really have a question for about Jazzy. So we need to, let's see, how are we going to work this? It would be, what does Lynn, and we'll use her last name silently, need to know about Jazzy? How can she best serve Jazzy? How about that? Would that be that's a good question. I think that'll work.
Sure.
Okay, so, you know, the first thing that I'm getting is that even though Jazzy gets a lot of exercise, the first thing that came forward is that she needs more exercise. And I don't know, I know that she gets walks all the time, but I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, that she needs more exercise. There's another part of her that she needs to be talked to like a person, that she really has a great understanding about her role in Lynn's life.
It's a he, though, I'm pretty sure.
It's a he. Why do I want to keep calling her a she?
I don't know. It's very, very soft energy, though.
Yeah, it's very soft energy. It's almost
the masculine
like it's
body.
Say again?
It's a very soft energy, the very balanced animal. But
right.
It's
the interesting
body.
Thing about it is that there, but, oh, I see. It's the feminine part of Jazzy that wants to be acknowledged as well as, and I'm hearing cuddled. I know that she's got a lot of affection going on there, but I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. But the idea is he really wants to be talked to like a human.
Uh-huh.
He wants Lynn to speak to him as a friend, and not just as a quote unquote pet. What would
yes.
you like to share? And then I've got some more. But go ahead.
Well, he is a master teacher.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she is a master as well. So.
Yes.
They would complement each other energetically, and Jazzy works very smoothly behind the scenes to orchestrate many things, including the workshop there that we
right,
just had.
Right, exactly. That's right.
And
well, you know, it's
asking,
interesting. As
like,
I walked in the door, Jazzy,
or anything, but wants to
I'm
take
sorry?
Credit for that. Jazzy's the
I
one
hope.
That orchestrated Lynn and I meeting and did that through our friend Diane, and then Jazzy orchestrated the interest in having the workshop there, and animals are walk and talking angels most of the time. They do move quite nicely behind the scenes. So when given the opportunity to say what they really do, you know, it's nice to give them credit. It's not uncommon in my world for a horse, for example, to tell me they composed a song and they would just like to tell their mom or dad that, by the way, when you were riding me, remember you got that song and then you went home and wrote the words, or you know, something like that, where they're telling that they're really quite artistic usually. And
yeah.
Creative.
Well,
and,
it's like I knew
sponsored.
This dog. As soon as I walked in the door, he barked for a minute or two, and then after that, he never barked at me again.
Yeah.
It was like she was so surprised because, you know, I stayed with Lynn, and he never barked at me. I mean, never barked when I came in, never barked, you know, when he came out of the bedroom. This dog was just my buddy.
Very centered.
He read the energy, and I always said that if I ever wanted to get a dog, right now my life is in too much of a flux to be able to take a responsibility of having a buddy right now. But this little guy would be one of my choices, a doggy like this.
Yeah,
and
me too. If I was to have a dog, I don't have to, I live with two dogs, so they're not my dogs.
Yeah.
But they're wonderful. But this dog is quite amazing. So.
Yeah. One of
gentle,
the things that I'd
gentle,
like to
enterprising
to,
soul.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said this dog is a very gentle energy, but very enterprising.
Very much. One of the things that I'm receiving is that this animal came into Lynn's life, as you said, to actually help her in her work.
Yes.
And so when she takes the level two, it's going to be important for her to open up his energy, his records to be able to receive information from him as well as her own records.
Absolutely. They move in harmony together to expand their consciousness and their healing work, you know.
Right.
You know,
and
the music is very important. I'm getting the music is so important in their lives.
Yes. Well, the music for is healing, and the idea here is that what I'm also hearing is there's a possibility of using music to not only heal individually, but to actually compose things to heal, much like Paul does.
Yeah. The healing power of music, absolutely. Yeah.
That's right, exactly. Right. Okay, well, if Lynn has more questions, she needs to call us. And if anybody wants to call in tonight, they certainly can. We're taking calls tonight. You can call in and talk to Lori Rayan, or you can call and talk to me, or you can call and talk to both of us if you have a question. And the phone number you want to call is 415-762-1161. We have another question here. And this is very interesting. This question is from Danielle, and she has I have a question about my pet white umbrella cockatoo. I have had her for 12 years. Is her health strong and will she remain healthy? Is there something lacking in her diet that I need to add? What is the karmic connection between my bird, her name is Angel, and I? Thank you, and light and love. And so I am going to forward you this because you can get the full name of the caretaker, okay? Just give me a second here. Okay, let's see here. I can do this. There you are. And
what is the name of the bird again?
Angel.
Angel, okay.
Angel, the white umbrella cockatoo. I just sent it over to you. All right.
Okay.
And, you know, what I'm hearing is that first of all, I would love to understand what the concern is here that she's asking these questions, but I'm hearing that there needs to be some type of special kind of oil. It's almost like I'm actually getting that this little bird is sometimes a bit constipated, and I don't know anything about birds, so this is coming straight from the master teachers and loved ones, as it always does. So, but the karmic connection that between Angel and Danielle is, again, it has to do with information and comfort. It has to do with her there's a part of here that there's some fears that Danielle is having that needs to be neutralized to maintain the light connection between Angel and Danielle. That's what they're saying. Maybe you can clarify that. What are you getting here?
I think pyramids. They're showing me pyramids.
The pyramids? Okay. All right.
Healing chambers. I'm seeing drums. You know,
okay.
Percussion instruments, like ancient percussion instruments. I'm seeing. So
okay.
I think I'm sensing the connection has been strong for much time.
Yes.
Powerful lifetimes together. And coming back together now. They've been together a while.
Yeah, and you know what else? What also I'm receiving is that in one lifetime, Angel was a cat.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I also see a horse.
and a horse, yes, right.
I see a horse.
Yeah.
And I believe human as well, so.
Yes, exactly.
I see like a female, but, like a Roman type of gown.
Okay.
Steps to a pyramid. And I see a lot of gardening, a lot of like herbology kind of thing, working with the natural herbs and plants and medicinal. So those memories could be called on if need be, to.
Right.
So is there information on what they do or what she does or?
No, like all she gets, her legal name is as you see it. Did it come up for you yet?
No, let me look again.
Yeah, you didn't get the
not yet, but let me hit. Yeah, now it's up. Okay, let me open it.
Okay, so it's going to take a while to load because she's got this special stationery that took a long time on my computer to load. So it just it looked like there was nothing there until I scrolled down. But one of the things that I want to say to Danielle is that. What I'm receiving is that there are some basic fears that she has that, again, that need to be neutralized, and that the uncertainty in Danielle's life right now, she can use Angel as a great comfort. Again, what people need to realize is they need to talk to their animals as like they were human friends. That's so important. These animals really want to be spoken to as humans. I mean, baby talk is nice now and then, but the reality is they really want to be confided in. And then what people will notice is they start getting thoughts, and like you were saying about the songs, all of a sudden they'll start getting thoughts and they're not sure where they came from. Well, it's because the animal is communicating with them. So she wants to understand about Angel's health, about is her health strong, and will she remain healthy? That's totally a free will choice on Angel's part. So if there's a more specific question about why you feel concerned, it would be very helpful. What's your comment there, Lori?
As far as her health goes, in the moment, she's strong.
Yeah, I'm very strong too.
Her heart is strong. She's I guess it's a reassuring feeling.
Yeah.
That she's all right, and that to remove the fear of her not being all right would be helpful.
Right.
Is there anything that she's lacking in her diet?
I got some kind of oil that she needs. I don't know what oil is given. In other words, like they're not saying, they say that if there's a special oil, that something, not a lot of it, just a...
Okay, I'm getting that she's wanting to reassure us about her physical self, so I'll just go there.
Yeah, she's fine.
And then she really wants to talk more about the many times they've spent together.
Okay,
go ahead and share that. I just feel that, by bringing forth some of the memories that they're showing us of the different lives that they've shared together will help strengthen the foundation and the connection of their soul in this lifetime. Also, there's an interesting thing that Danielle?
Angel, uh-huh.
Angel is a she. She's kind of asking about other birds, I think. She's wondering why.
She's alone.
I'm sensing she's the only bird.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying she's not saying that's right or wrong. She's just asking about that. So
yeah.
I don't know if Danielle is interested in getting another bird too.
Mm-hmm.
Another companion.
Yeah.
I think she'd like that. But she does want to have conversations, to talk. And what I sometimes encourage people to do, and it really works well, is if you're in that energy with them where you want to talk with them and communicate with them, and you sit with them and you tell them ahead of time, you know, I'm going to put time aside to sit and talk with you, and I'm very interested to hear what you have to say, and trust yourself and maybe journal it, you know, record it.
Right.
To deepen and strengthen your relationship with your animal companion. It works. They usually step right up to the plate, you know, and say, send you very strong feelings, and you can translate those feelings into words if you allow yourself to do that.
Sure. That's what I was saying before. It's really about going ahead and being aware of what thoughts come to you.
Yeah, and then on a deeper level, she's saying she really wants to reassure Danielle of the support system that she has around her energetically, you know, her guides and, you know, all of the energy that's here right now to support her in her human life. It's immense.
Right.
It's quite extensive. So not to feel alone or not to feel separate from that energy, to feel that love.
You know, I'm also receiving that Angel would very much like Danielle to step into her own power, too, about her own personal spiritual gifts.
Yeah. I do see healing arts there if she's interested.
Yeah, exactly.
You see that? Yeah.
I do. Danielle has
earth.
The possibility of being a healer or working in the healing arts or has very special hands.
I'm encouraging her to spend time in nature to develop that, to let that
right,
come forth.
Right, exactly.
Outside.
Right.
Good. Beautiful.
Very nice. Okay. All
good
right,
job,
well, ladies
Angel.
And gentlemen, what did you say? What?
I said, good job, Angel.
Yeah, good job, Angel. Cockatoos are so beautiful, you know, and they can be so loving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure. So tell us, how's Pooda doing? How's she coming along? She's
Pooda is loving
she's
life.
The most remarkable animal. What?
She loves to go. She loves to travel. She likes
I know.
To
it's funny.
Post,
she's
you know?
The most remarkable animal. And I heard her say, I'm not an animal.
And then on the same note, she'll say, if we're going to talk about animals, she said, people are animals too.
That's right.
So in other words, we're all on the same page.
That's exactly right.
Pooda adores her life, but the only thing that would really improve it would be if she could travel more often and have more classes, which mom is always instigating more. She goes as many places as possible with me because, you
That's
know, so
great.
Much of the world now is opening to have her come and be a part of the workshops and classes and healings and boat trips, all of that. But she would like to go somewhere every day, not just some days. Yesterday
yeah,
when I drove
absolutely.
Away to go to the boat, she couldn't come, and she was laying under the car in front of us with a bit of a frown on her face. She walked
well,
to away,
it's
so.
Interesting because that's because she adds so much whenever she comes, and that's just...
She
you know,
does.
She's,
she brings
she's,
a wonderful energy in her physicality, and she's very beautiful,
right.
So... Yeah.
Well, the other thing is that what's interesting about what you're doing is, do you want to talk a little bit about what's happening at the pet cemetery?
Sure, I'm working
okay.
with...
Okay, sure, why don't you tell people about that, because that's something that I think that people want to need to know about.
Sure. Yeah, I'm working now with the San Diego Pet Memorial... cemetery, I guess you'd say, and their services here in the San Diego area. They've been here for a long time, and they have wonderful, very enlightened owners. Jackie Lane, actually, has been a client and a friend, and now, you know, we'll be working together to create classes that will be starting in August there that are open to the public. They're open to anyone who loves an animal or who has ever loved an animal that's transitioned to help them move through the grief, you know, and the pain of the transition of their beloved animal to a place of celebrating that life, to celebrate
mm-hmm.
what this animal has
okay.
given to you. And that can be a challenge. I know. I've been
yeah.
through it.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I do.
And I guess we all have to find that place. And, you know, not just for the animals, of course, the humans as well that transition out of our life.
Sure.
And so we're
Absolutely.
Exploring how that animal in the classes has touched their heart. And to encourage people to bring forth the feelings and emotions that they're currently experiencing, because we'd like to provide a place where they feel safe to do that, because
right.
there is, as some of you know, a belief system out there that it's not appropriate to grieve for a long time or to talk a lot about your the love that you have for a pet or an animal. You know, some people don't necessarily embrace that, so we want to provide
uh-huh.
a place for that. because we in our world here don't see them as any different or any less than a human life. We don't think that one is more important or more loved than the other. We
right.
consider all beings that have consciousness equally important. And also then we do explore the consciousness of the animal, the specific animals that are brought forth through the people that come to the class and their life purpose, like we're doing tonight. And then we also explore the consciousness of animals as a species, like what dogs come to do as a species and what cats come to do and birds come to do and so forth and horses, because they do have species contracts as well as individual
sure.
contracts. So that's exciting.
Oh, very much so, very much so. Well, you know, I want to talk, I just want to, you know, so again, if you anybody would like to call Lori Rayon, Lori, why don't you give your phone number?
Okay. It's area code 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. We work
Great.
With people everywhere, not just here in San Diego. Many clients, people who are interested in animal communication or, you know, Akashic Records, life coaching, you know, all over the country. And I know Donna does too, so.
Yep, we, you know, I'm really more of working, Lori's the one you would call really more for animals, and I'm more of business coaching, life coaching for business, or actually business coaching and individuals, that, you know, so my I want to say area of expertise, if you will, actually what I don't want to say expertise so much as focus, is on working with businesses to help their business become more what the individual wants, whether it's an individual business or whether it's a business with employees or whatever. I work with them from a marketing point of view and for a variety of different things that way, and then individual consultations. Oh, we have a caller. Lori, how
Wonderful.
You like that? Hello, caller. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dana and Lori. This is Melody in San Diego. How are you doing?
Hi, Melody.
Hi, Melody.
Hi, Lori. I had a question about my two cats, Mullen and Tucker. But first, I've got a little story about Tucker. Tucker came to me as a stray, and she was abandoned and abused and then trapped, and she was very standoffish and very afraid, and I never could get her attention. And I called up Lori, and I was trying to get together to set up an appointment with her and the two cats, which never happened. So I got her on the phone, and I'm standing there. The cats are laying on the bed, and I'm talking to her, and we start talking about Tucker. And this cat had never looked me in the face, and I'd never had eye contact with her. And as soon as Lori said her name, her little head whipped around, and she stared straight in my eyes the whole time we were talking.
That's great. That's great. That's a great story. And what's your other kitty's name?
Mullen. Mullen and Tucker.
Is it M-U-L-L-I-N?
M-U-L-L-E-N.
Okay. And now, you've taken level two, right, Melody?
No, I only took level one.
Ah, well, you know, I'm coming back in November, so maybe you want to think about taking that level two so that you can also do this with your animals in the land.
I think about it every time you come, actually.
I'll bet you do.
Well, now you have time to plan, because sometimes we don't know so far in advance, and this time we do know a little further.
Yeah, today's still July, and I'm already planning for October, so that's a good
time.
Yeah,
we'd love to see you.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Well, here's another story. I was standing in the kitchen doing dishes, and Tucker came in and was sitting next to me, and I started just talking to her. And I, you know, looked down and I said, Tucker, you know, you've got the life. You had a rough beginning, but you get everything you need and everything you want, and you're extremely well taken care of. And she turned around and looked at me, and I just kept talking to her, and I finally said, you know, you came here to live with me for your highest and best life. And she got up and came over and rubbed against my leg.
Aha, you see, she does talk. She does talk to you, doesn't she?
She does, and now we you know, we have an open line of communication, and she listens. She still is very much cat. But my question tonight is, what can I do to facilitate the relationship between these two? They're good friends, but I would like them to be best buddies.
So they're good friends, you say? I mean, but there's some dissension?
They're friends, but they're not real buddies. They don't, you know, they don't lay next to each other. They play a little rough. First of all, Tucker's about almost 9 pounds, and Mullen is down from 23 to, she's 17 now. And she's a large breed cat, so she's twice the size of Tucker. And she also is kind of jealous and possessive of me. I had Mullen first, but Mullen's always been very sweet. Well, she's always been very accepting of Tucker. In fact, I often thought that she wanted to have another. She didn't want to be an only cat. So now, they're, you know, I've got both of them. So I want to know what I can do. I have a friend that does urine on them every once in a while, and that really seems to facilitate them. But is there something else that I should know?
I'm hearing that you need to talk to them, but it's really more along, rather than saying what you want from them, say, in other words, like instead of saying, you know, Mullen, I want you to accept Tucker more. Instead of telling Mullen what to do or Tucker what to do, it's really about talking to them about what you love about them. So, for example, you've got to talk to Mullen about, I just love stroking you, Mullen. You're so nice and big and strong, and I love the way your fur is, and I love that you want to protect Tucker, and I love that you want to, you know, that you want to play, and I love that you're my cat. It's almost like you have to talk to this cat to let her know how much you love her. And then with Tucker, you have to let Tucker know how safe she is and that you'll never let anything happen to her.
I tell Tucker that all the time.
Say?
I tell Tucker that she's very safe. I do that a lot.
Well, what about talking to Mullen?
Mullen sits in my lap all the time. She comes blazing in through the cat door and just pounds into the living room and flashes up on my lap, and it is so funny.
Well, you have to talk to her, though. Don't assume that she's getting it energetically. You have to really put it out there. That's what I'm getting. Laurie, what do you have to say?
Yeah, cats can be, because they're teachers of self-love and they're teachers of freedom, they can be, you know, demonstrative of what we would consider a little bit of obsessive or possessive nature of us. They're not always best buddies, and part of that's the teaching of what they're teaching you, and part of it is that they can get a little competitive sometimes with the energy of love. You know, that, and what you just want to reassure them is that, you know, you love them both equally, expansively, and it's an ever-growing love story, and that, you know, you don't favor one over the other, and that you love them for who they are, for their uniqueness, and honestly, I would just surrender to needing them to want to have to be best buddies, and they'll probably do it more easily without that push. You know, cats don't like to be pushed. They like to show us as opposed to us show them. And that is part of who they are. And they're both very strong personalities, although they're very loving, but a little possessive of you, you know. It's a little bit of competition there. So by you not asking them, it's like, even two sisters, you know, or two brothers in a family, asking them to be best friends. Sometimes they're not. But they can still be brothers and sisters. They're just not.
Okay.
The most important thing you can do for these animals is allow them to be who they are.
Yeah.
Rather than drawing expectations on them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I absolutely do. And I always tell them that I think that they were sent here for a reason. You know, it's a two-way street because they give me so much, and I just want to give back to them.
Right. showing your appreciation and talking about your appreciation of them is going to be important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay. Melody, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay. Are you close with your sister?
Yes.
Okay. Are you as close as you'd like to be with your sister?
No.
Okay. So it's possible they're mirroring that for you.
Oh, they mirror so much.
Do you understand that?
Okay. Between the two of them, they mirror so much that it's just uncanny.
Yeah. So in seeking to be closer to your sister, there's an allowance, a surrender that could occur for you, where you just let it be, so to speak, and you'll probably grow closer. And then in doing so, then they'll grow closer because, honestly, they really are there to teach you that, you know, if you're willing.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
And, well, that's good. And I'd also like to ask about their health.
Okay. Melody, I would love to talk to you more, but we have 3 minutes before the end of the show.
Oh.
Actually, we're supposed to end. So I wish you would have called in earlier so we could have answered all these questions.
I was fine, but your 415 number wouldn't answer.
It really
wouldn't? I had to
go back
on the computer and look up the other number and call in on the 530 number.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. We'll have to talk to a BBS producer and ask him why the... Now, you try to call the 415-762-1161 and it wouldn't answer?
Yeah, I dialed it three different times on two different phones and then finally went back on the computer and looked at the other number.
Okay, I'm so sorry that you experienced that. Okay.
We're really glad that you got through.
I'm glad I did, too. So, yeah, we'll talk about their health next time.
Okay. All right, sweetie. All right, will you be well?
Nice talking to you, and you be well,
too. Looking forward to seeing you next time I'm in town.
Okay, take care. Thank you both.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, Lori, before we end up, I really want to share something else that you may not know about, and that I want to tell other people about. You know, you're familiar with working with your grace points and how powerful they are, right?
Yes.
Well, one of the things that's happening is Ed Conmee is the original, the gentleman who actually brought forward the grace points from the Akashic Records to begin with for all levels. And he now we have 13 new grace points, and he is actually going to be in Cleveland, and we're going to be doing a 3-day workshop on August 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Where people who have gone through level 2 can actually learn about the advanced grace points. So I'm very excited to welcome him to Cleveland. And so I just wanted to tell everybody about it. So if anybody is interested, they should let me know, email me, or give me a call. You can call, you know, so maybe there's even somebody in California wants to take a trip to Cleveland.
Beautiful.
You never know.
I'm sure that'll be very powerful, and we look forward to having you share it, too.
I will, and I definitely will. And yeah, I will definitely be sharing some of it when I come back. So if anybody wants to call me, they can call me personally at 216-691-1233. And again, email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. And next week, we're going to be talking about business. We're going to help people with their business. So if you have a business that you want to ask some questions about, we can open up the records of your business, but you'll have to email me the name of your business, your current legal name, and the fact that you're at least one of the owners, so we can open up the records of the business. All right, so any parting words that you have to say, Lori?
Well, it's always such an honor and a pleasure to be on the show, and we want to thank everyone for listening to Akashic Wisdom, and we just really want to encourage people, especially at this time in history, so to speak, to really pay attention to your spiritual growth, because it's very, very important, and you're all very loved and blessed.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we want to thank you very much for being on the show and adding your wisdom, and it's always such a pleasure to hear about the whales and the dolphins and what you have to say about that.
Thank you for allowing the blue whales to share. I think that they appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. That's that goes without saying. I want that, and I'd love to have that energy on the show. So all, for all of you who are listening, we want to say thank you for listening. Tune in next week, same time, same station, as they say, and we'll be talking about business. So for now, I'm going to close the record, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information that has been brought forward this evening. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Okay, folks, have a great miracle-filled week, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone.